You're listening to the John C. Scott Political Forum. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
His name will live in history. It will live in the annals of war. It will live in the legends of Arabia.
Lawrence of Arabia.
What, in your opinion, do these people hope to gain from this war?
They hope to gain their freedom. They're going to get it, Mr. Bentley. I'm going to give it to them.
Come on, men!
This is Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works, your oasis in the auto repair desert since 1994. People drive cars to get what they bring. Freedom. Freedom to travel. Perfection Auto Works ensures that freedom by keeping your car in shape to go anywhere at any time. 323-8650. That's 323-8650 or perfectionautoworks.com.
Tucson attorney Jeff Rogers is one of the most respected lawyers in Arizona. Jeff is the attorney other lawyers refer when they can't handle the case. The lawyer you choose can make all the difference. When your freedom, finances, or livelihood is at stake, choose the law firm recommended by other law firms. The Jeff Rogers Law Firm is rated preeminent by Martindale Hubbell, the highest award to recognize excellence in American law practice. Call the Jeff Rogers Law Firm at 624-4700. Law offices at 177 North Church Avenue.
Welcome to the John C. Scott Political Forum. John C. Scott is hosting one of the longest-running political talk shows in Arizona. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum on KVOI AM 1030, The Voice. And now, John C. Scott.
Thank you and good afternoon from the Perfection Auto Works Studios. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum, which is the most talked to, talked about, and listened to political weekend talk show in all of Arizona. Thank you for making that possible. Great lineup of guests today. Matt Klink is with us. He is a GOP consultant and a regular contributor to Channel 5 KTLA Television's political talk throughout the Los Angeles area. We'll also talk with Joe Morgan, who is a Republican candidate for Congress from the far right. And then Jim Hanley will be with us, financial advisor, one of the most respected in Arizona. Let's talk with Matt Klink, over 25 years of experience working on complex and controversial high-profile issues for public and private sector clients, as well as candidates for elected office and political measure campaigns. He's respected around the world and around our country as one of the best GOP strategists and consultants available. Here is Matt Klink. Hi, Matt. 15 million viewers on Channel 5. Well, maybe I exaggerate. I exaggerate the number a little bit. A lot of people watch Channel 5, though. You've been on there for what? How long now? How long have you?
Oh, gosh. At least 10 years.
Wow. Well, that's a huge audience. It really is. Well, I was going to ask you, perhaps on January the 5th, if Donald Trump could command a leadership position after leaving the White House in the GOP nationwide, that would not be the same answer I think you would give me on January the 7th. What is the role of Donald Trump after all of this debacle and just absolute criminal event that has shaken this country to its knees?
Yeah, I think that Donald Trump, his marketability post January 20th, at least in politics, is minimal. Clearly, he has a steady following, but what you will see from Republican candidates across the board is an effort to court his followers, and they hope that it is a movement that is larger than just a movement of Donald Trump, that it is a conservative populist movement that can be tapped into on a going forward basis.
How much damage has Donald Trump done to the GOP?
To be honest with you, not a lot. I think that the Republican Party is vibrant enough that it will recover. I think that Donald Trump was a party unto himself, and it was always about Donald Trump. And I think what you're already starting to see, and in fact what you have been seeing since Election Day, was certain Republicans already starting to distance themselves from him, realizing that Donald Trump had a shelf life in national politics. And that was then further, you know, accentuated with the nastiness that happened in Washington, D.C. Last week.
You know, I was talking to a neighbor of mine who's a hardcore Republican saying, you know, wasn't that bad after the November election for the simple fact, if you look at the state houses, you look at legislatures across the country, you take a look at some of the congressional races across the country, the GOP did pretty damn well, except for Trump, of course, and of course, the national election and in Georgia. There were exceptions to that. But the Republican Party showed strength I never expected to see in that November election last year. I didn't see that coming. I thought it was going to be an absolute tsunami, a landslide for the Democrats. It was not.
No, you're exactly right. And look, America is at its core a center-right nation. And inevitably, we drift to the left periodically. You know, and as we did with Barack Obama in 2008 and again in 2012, and we'll drift slightly left with Joe Biden. But the reality is that Congress is going to be deadlocked. I mean, a 50-50 Senate with Kamala Harris breaking ties, there's no assurance that, you know, one of your senators, Kyrsten Sinema, is going to vote regularly with the Democrats, nor Joe Manchin for that matter. So, you know, I think that Joe Biden is going to really have to do his best to govern as a center-left Democrat, which is going to put him squarely at odds with some of the members of the squad and some of the more liberal elements in Washington, D.C.
Democratic friends of mine say no president could be successful under these circumstances, and that includes Joe Biden. Here we have a pandemic that is killing perhaps as many as 400,000 people with no end in sight. You know, here in Pima County and Tucson, Arizona, the rollout of the vaccination has been just stupid. You know, you had 20,000 people sign up for the first round. They don't even have enough vaccines for that, let alone the second round, which includes people over 75 like me. And I don't know where the hell I'm going to fall within that first category. And then you get a note back saying, by the way, you've signed up for this, and we can't tell you when we're going to have the vaccine. We're going to tell you where to go. We have no idea what the hell we're doing. That's what they should have put on it. And I think that's all across the country. Nobody knows what the hell they're doing. They just know they need it. They don't have it.
Well, I would argue that it's even worse than that, in the sense that, and those that do have it are not getting it into the arms of people quick enough, because we're having instances in Southern California, for example, where vaccines are spoiling because they can't get them injected fast enough and they don't have the refrigeration for it. So, I mean, look, the last thing we need is a national vaccination plan. If you want something that's destined to fail, that's it. You would think that the states would be more competent to handle it, but it sounds like you're having the same issues in Arizona as we're having in California, with the exception that we've been in lockdown in Southern California for the last 8 months. So it just, this is just not something that government at any level is equipped to handle, especially in a democracy. And the places that are allegedly handling it well, they don't have those pesky items like the First Amendment and freedom of assembly that we do. They can command you and detain you if you don't do what they tell you to do. Well, we don't have that ability. So it's just going to be a little slow. We'll get there eventually, probably. But I already said the 4th of July will be America's big reemergence. But that's the long way. That's a long way from now.
You know, I wanted to talk with you about the media before we end this conversation. First of all, I got a memo from our company saying, by the way, we want to point out Cumulus and Westwood One, two huge syndicators, owners of stations all across the country, and literally syndicators for some of the most popular conservative talk radio shows in all of America, have instructed their talk show hosts not to question the legitimacy of the 2020 election, or you will be fired. And I have a copy of a memo from Westwood One. And our company, Boutros Media, about 25, 30 stations across the country, has said the same thing. There is no talk show host on this radio station that can question this particular outcome of this election without facing the jeopardy of their job. Can you believe that?
Well, you know,
I mean, I think it's crazy to question it. I think it's created a terrible sense all across this country that something's terribly wrong when it's not. And I understand the problems from that, but I mean, to instruct your talk show people, you will not question the government. It strikes me as something I have never, ever heard of before.
I think we've gotten away from something that's really important here. You know, that words matter. And especially the people in the news media, and most particularly politicians, they have to realize that their words carry a disproportionate weight with a large number of the population. And if politicians knowingly go out and spread false information, look, Donald Trump lost, plain and simple. And you can argue, Bill Barr, when he was attorney general, he said that there was not enough fraud to overturn the election. And that is true. But, you know, why anybody would claim that the election had been stolen, I mean, that's not news. That's fiction. So, Donald Trump can continue to make that claim, but it doesn't mean that the news media has to cover it. And conservative talk radio show hosts, and frankly, any talk radio host, that's not doing anyone a favor. It certainly is not helping America move forward. And believe me, we need more help than that now than we have in a really long time. So I do have a problem, though, with people telling you you'll be fired if you say certain things. It's like the very Orwellian phrase, a permanent suspension. A suspension in and of itself is temporary. So I just have a problem with all of that. But, you know, I just think that words really matter, and everyone needs to be more cautious about what they say.
Let me take a quick break, Matt, and I'll be back with you. Richard is a caller to our show. Richard, hang on. We'll have you with Matt Klink in just a moment. We'll return to the John C. Scott Political Forum right after these messages.
Hi, my name is Jim Hanley. I was born and raised in Tucson, and I raised my own boys here. I want to get to know you, your dreams and goals, and help you shape them into a plan for success. I've been helping hundreds of Tucson families do this since 1993. It takes experience and know-how to navigate the rocky shoals of the financial markets and keep you on an even keel. I look at every account I manage every day to find opportunities to grow your nest egg, to make you at ease and enjoying your life. I want to show you the highest integrity and reliability you can find anywhere. That's why I named my business with my own name, Jim Hanley LLC, and why I'm a member of the CFA Society of Tucson. Find me at jimhanleyllc.com or call me at 623-3646. That's 623-3646. Jim Hanley LLC is a registered investment advisor and a member of FINRA SIPC.
Since 1968, Ackerley Advertising has helped companies, restaurants, schools, churches, and nonprofit organizations manage their advertising. Hello, I'm William Ackerley, production manager at Ackerley Advertising. Right now, my brother, Dr. Ed Ackerley, and I are offering an awesome 50% discount on video production. We can help you tell your unique story with an affordable television commercial or video for your website and social media advertising. Give Ackerley Advertising a call or visit ackerleyadvertising.com.
There's never been a better feeling than improving your home furnishings for the holidays. And now you can feel a new sense of home. We invite you to experience the true pleasure of shopping at Southern Arizona's largest selection of pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessories. You must visit the two neighborhood homestyle gallery locations at 1010 South Wilmot or 2950 South Ina Road. Both stores are filled with over 15,000 square feet of beautiful furniture. Plus, Homestyle Galleries allows you to turn your once-loved furniture into cash. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Homestyle Galleries open 7 days a week.
In these extraordinary times, 1030 The Voice would like to salute our American heroes.
Of course, we thank first responders and health workers.
But we also recognize workers in the food service industry, the people manning the front lines in our grocery stores.
And from food delivery people to the drivers getting goods to stores.
We thank you. We couldn't do it without you. 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk.
Need a break from the sound bites and the talking heads? Do you want information you can actually use? Information that'll change your life for the better? Then listen to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Dell will show you how to retire in 2 to 5 years. Your age doesn't matter. Turn off the pundits and turn on the passive income. Tune in to the Dell Walmsley Radio Show.
The Dell Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. Weekdays from 6 to 7 p.m. on 1030 The Voice.
I started using when I was 13.
Taylor is in recovery from an addiction to prescription opioids.
It was like, oh, well, they're medications. They can't be that dangerous. My perception was once you stop using, like, that's it. Your life is over. I didn't even realize that I needed help until, like, the day that I got arrested. I have been able to accomplish a lot in my recovery. I just want to be happy, and I want to thrive in my life.
If you or someone you know is struggling, there is hope. Recovery is possible. Visit cdc.gov/rxawareness.
Your source for prep sports in Arizona. Beyond the box score. Behind the headlines. Arizona Sports Preps 365 on arizonasports.com.
This is Arizona Sports Preps 365, covering everything under the Arizona high school sun. As we bounce around the state, we do it every single week.
Arizona Sports Prep 365, Saturday evenings from 6 to 8 on 1030 The Voice.
From the Perfection Auto Work Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Matt Klink, GOP consultant and strategist in Los Angeles, is my guest. Richard's a caller. Richard, welcome to our show. You're with Matt Klink. Thanks for your call.
Thanks, John. I was just going to say, you know, the federal government had plenty of capacity to deal with this virus. Today, we should know where we're getting our shot, what location, what time, everything. They've had 10 months for this rollout, but the problem was Donald Trump decided to imitate Nero and let Rome burn. As we know, he took no responsibility. This is the greatest failure of any nation that we can even think of right now. What he has done is an enormous crime against our country. It is such an incredible debacle. I personally have three friends, for people I know right now, that have died from the virus needlessly because of this enormous grotesque failure. But we have a Republican Party that is anti-science, a cult in our country that has just raided our capital. And we want the federal government, John, to raid them. We need to have this cult completely degraded in our country. We need to have every representative in our nation that voted against this election or helped pull off this capital takeover prosecuted to the nth degree of the law. And we need Donald Trump prosecuted to the nth degree of the law. He has killed hundreds of thousands of people in our country. The federal government has the capacity to do this. The president, in a time of war, must marshal all the forces of the federal government to lead the states to victory. He did none of that. Of course, the states are floundering. They can't get it together. And the county, this was a federal matter from the start, John. Trump's failure is unspeakable.
All right. Thanks, Richard. Appreciate it. Matt Klink, your response to Richard's comments.
Well, there's a lot to unpack there. The inability of the Trump administration to handle the initial 10 months of COVID cost him the election. So, you know, that was the main reason for him losing. That being said, he did play a significant role. I will not say the role, but a significant role in getting the vaccine delivered in record time. And look, I mean, the states have botched this across the board. The federal government is not in a position to do a national vaccine program. They're just not. Joe Biden may try it, but, you know, it's not like the states didn't know that this was coming for quite a while. And regarding prosecuting people, look, anyone who was involved in the despicable and the disgusting desecration of the Capitol building should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. No ifs, ands, or buts. And that's all I have to say about that.
John's a caller to our show. Richard, thanks for your call. John, welcome to the John C. Scott Political Forum with Matt Klink, GOP consultant in Los Angeles. Go ahead, John.
Hi, I was listening to the radio, and there was a fella on just a minute ago. I'm curious as to how Trump killed hundreds of thousands of people.
I'm sure he was trying to explain that because Trump did not act in regard to the dissemination of the vaccine in a manner that seems to have worked, which it did not.
people died because of that. I think that's exactly what he meant. I don't want to speak for him, but that's the way I interpreted. Thanks for your call, John. Appreciate it. Matt Klink, where we go from here, we got 100 days, says Joe Biden, president-elect, to vaccinate 100 million people. Is that even possible? Where are we with that promise?
Well, you know, he put his marker in the sand. It's the bold idea. If he delivers, everybody will, you know, will give him great credit. If he doesn't, he'll get some criticism. You know what? All Americans should hope that Joe Biden is right in that prediction. The more people we can get vaccinated as quickly as possible, the better this entire country will be. And, you know, going back earlier, we were talking a little bit about Joe Biden. You know, look, right now, America needs Joe Biden to be successful. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat. We can't, you know, divide into tribes at this point. We need Congress and the president to work together to get this economy moving again, to get people back to work, to get kids back in school. And that's going to take everyone working together, not dividing into Republican versus Democrat. And I know that people say, oh, I've heard that before. If we can't pull together now, when can we do it?
Well, if we don't, I think we're headed to a place none of us want to go. I mean, we've seen the worst of that at our Capitol, and it's still there. There are still people that angry, that willing to take on this government and destroy it. I was not aware that they came in such numbers with such an intent to destroy this government and the people that are elected and serve in that Capitol building. That's what shocked me, that there would be such a large number and they would be so successful in literally threatening our democracy. And it is under a threat at this time and will be, I think, for a long time. I don't know how you heal this country. We both have talked about it. Tell me how to do that. Tell me what's going to happen to heal this country, Matt Klink.
Yeah, John, I think that we just need a lot less talking and a lot more listening by decision makers. And we need to get back to the ability to compromise again. And compromise can't be a bad word. You know, it used to be that you could cut deals in Washington, D.C., where you would get something and I would get something and you weren't entirely happy with it. And now it's a zero-sum game that for me to win, you have to lose. And that's hurt this country. But I will tell you, I mean, look, you've been in the Capitol before. I used to give the Capitol tours, and we used to tell people walking through one of the stairwells that the scorch marks that were on the brick facade or the bricks was left over from the British burning the Capitol in the early 1800s. And that was the last time that had happened. We can't say that anymore. And to see what happened in that beautiful building, it just breaks my heart. And all Americans, whether you're Republican, Democrat, or decline to state, you should be disgusted by what happened. And it's just sad that frustration got to that level. And you know what? It's dependent on both parties to figure out a way to make it right, because this is not a left-right problem. It's an American problem. You've got to deal with it.
Matt Klink, great to talk with you. Thank you for your insight. It's always great to talk with you. Thanks so much for sharing your weekend with us. Matt Klink, GOP strategist, GOP consultant for Channel 5, KTLV in Los Angeles, and a regular to the John C. Scott Political Forum. Back after the news, KVOI, The Voice, trusted local news and talk from the Perfection Auto Works studio. Together, they brought a bit of France to the heart of Tucson. Keeney's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery at Prince and Campbell have become a gathering place for Tucsonans who love great bread and wonderful food. The breads, the pastries of La Baguette Bakery have become a Tucson favorite. And Keeney's French Cafe offers a casual atmosphere and a delightful French cuisine at moderate prices. Dine in or take out. Keeney's is perfect for breakfast and lunch, offering special coffees, lattes, French wine, cocktails, imported beer, and a touch of France. Keeney's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery at the Safeway Center at Prince and Campbell have become Tucson's destination to dine in or take out.
Keep this coach going, Pilgrim, no matter what.
Yeah, we roll right into a trap. There's a cliff right ahead.
Well, steer her around.
I can't. The steering's out.
Well, then hit the brakes.
No brakes!
Well, I thought I gave orders to have this coach serviced at Perfection Auto Works for their 26-point inspection, Pilgrim.
Well, we took it to Tombstone Stagecoach Repair for their 2-point inspection. Here comes that cliff!
Well, it's every man for himself.
Doggone it, that coach went flying off the cliff. How did you ever survive that?
Well, I have a lot more pictures to make, Pilgrim.
Hello, Mike Emery from Perfection Auto Works.
Get out of here, Dog Nabbit, you varmint. You talk too much. Just take your car to Perfection Auto Works, 323-8650, or perfectionautoworks.com.
From the Perfection Auto Works studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. With his former GOP candidate for Congress, here's Republican Joseph Morgan. Hi, Joe, how are you?
I'm good, John. How are you doing?
Good, fine. You had to be shocked about what you saw on January the 6th from the Capitol. I know you were. What was your reaction to it?
I was shocked. I was shocked because I didn't anticipate something like that in attending on that day. But I can be honest, I was completely supportive of the people who were occupying the Capitol peacefully. And that was the vast majority of people that were doing it. I mean, there's a lot of the story that is not being told by the mainstream media for certain about the people that were there, about the timeline of events that's continuing to unfold. But as far as like what I tweeted out when I finally got to a hotel room where I could tweet, because my phone ran out of juice, plus, a cellular service was spotty with all the hundreds of thousands of people that were there. It was just like impossible to get a signal most of the day. Again, the vast majority, I mean, vast majority of people were totally peaceful. It now seems to be like some of the agitators, the vandals, some of that stuff who got real violent with the Capitol Police. A lot of them were Antifa, BLM type peoples. But again, as far as the people who were there occupying beyond the barricades, those who were let into the Capitol, which was the initial group, they were all peaceful. And I didn't have any problem with what was going on that end, because, you know, it's an act of civil disobedience, sure, but, it's a part of the American tradition to perform acts of civil disobedience. I mean, the Senate chambers were overrun during the Kavanaugh hearing by people screaming and yelling, and nobody said anything about it. It's when people are selective in their outrage, then I have no respect for their outrage.
Let me ask you about the idea that there was widespread fraud in the election of 2020 and that Donald Trump actually won that election. Are you one of the believers of that particular myth in my mind?
Well, that's fine. It's in your mind, but it's true. Donald Trump won the election, and it will be proven one of these days. I hope sooner rather than later. But the fact of the matter is not a single court in this country, and I know lots of people scream and yell and tell me differently, heard a single one of Trump's cases on the merits. They didn't. They just didn't. They refused. I mean, where's the due process in this country? For example, in our state, Maricopa County, why are they still refusing to allow an audit of those machines up in Maricopa County? I mean, you want to put to bed myths, supposedly? Then just be open and transparent about the supposed secure democracy that we had on November 3rd, because it's simply not true. And I've watched pretty much, I'd say 80% of all the hearings that took place, 80% of the minutes that, because it was a lot of hours, you know, Georgia had multiple hearings, of course, the Arizona one, Michigan, Pennsylvania. I watched all that stuff. And there's massive circumstantial and statistical evidence that was presented, along with, of course, the thousands of sworn affidavits. And nobody's had their day in court. I mean, is this America?
Well, there are 61 cases brought before legal entities in this country, all were thrown out. All of them.
Yeah, but not on the merits. And this is the point. That's not America. If you want to have a trusted election and you want to be able to say, you know, if you're Joe Biden or whoever, that we won legitimately, then what's wrong with opening the books? What's wrong with actually having your day in court? Nobody's the Trump team has has not been able to have their day in court. It's just absolutely ridiculous and totally un-American what has occurred with regards to this. So, you know, wherever anybody stands on the belief, you're not going to change anybody's minds until you actually do that, until you actually are willing to have the books opened and everybody just publicly look together. No funny business. But as of right now, that has not occurred, John, and that's really why we have such tensions in this country. And those tensions are, I was on the ground in the Capitol, and I'm telling you, I was amazed at the amount of average women that were there. That was the shocking thing for me, because I've gone to lots of political rallies. There was more women there than there were men, and these were mothers, these were grandmothers, just normal Americans. And they're angry, and they feel like their country has been stolen from them, and there's not been, again, a transparent process. And it is absolutely ludicrous for anybody to sit there and say, get behind Joe Biden, because it's not going to happen. And you can dream on if anybody thinks that is going to happen.
So what do you think is going to happen?
I honestly don't know. I mean, I get asked that all the time. I mean, I have no insider information. I constantly am staying plugged into the news. Obviously, I get all sorts of alternative news things, mostly private message to me by lots of people, conspiracy theories. But I follow the real regular news as well. And I'm everywhere. I'm just looking for the stories, looking for what's going on, connecting dots. And that's where a lot of my theories or ideas come from, is based on that. And then, of course, I try to plug that into what the Constitution actually says, you know, so legal paths forward. I think we were... quite possibly, John. We could be next week could see something almost Lincoln-esque take place in this country. And I am talking the Insurrection Act, martial law type stuff. I don't want to see that happen, but it's a very real gut feeling to me. Something like that could happen. I mean, you can't convince me that there's 26,000 National Guard in D.C. to protect a virtual inauguration from a guy who can't get 15 people in circular rings during his campaign. It's nonsense. There's something going on here behind the scene, and I can't see what it is, and I don't know. And so I don't like to you know, put out wild theories, but I do believe something is going on. And I think that this country could be in the next month or so for a very wild ride. So.
Hope to God you're wrong. I think, and by the way, you don't know, maybe you know, I was talking with Matt Klink, the GOP strategist in Los Angeles, about Westwood One and Cumulus Radio, as well as the owners of this radio station's telling their talk show host, you will not question the outcome of the 2020 election or you will be fired. They've had enough of talk show hosts and people like yourself suggesting there was widespread fraud when there was no evidence of that whatsoever. And they think that's destructive to the democracy, destructive for the country, and they will prohibit that on their radio stations. Believe me, Westwood One has a lot of very conservative talk show hosts all across this country, as does Cumulus and as does, Boutros Media, this radio station. But you could not say that as a talk show host on this radio station. And keep your job.
Yeah, and doesn't that sound like communism to you? That sounds really wonderful in a free society, supposedly. But we're obviously not. And see, this is a massive disconnect. All these massive corporations telling you what you will and will not say, how you will and will not say. You think that's going to go over with the heart and soul of the American spirit? It's just not. They're creating this massive backlash that's coming in the average American citizenry. It's in the fiber. It's in their DNA, John. It might have been asleep for a long time, but the more they press, the more they squeeze, the more they put down the average man, the more they get away with criminality. I don't know if you've paid attention to the release of all the documents regarding the spying on the Trump campaign and the Steele dossier and all that stuff. The FBI was gaslighting America, and they knew they were. And that's, and again, I was on top of this, you know, 3 years ago, because I was just following what was in the news about that and connecting dots for people about what was being said and what was being done. The FBI lied. This is the top law enforcement agency. There is a clear cut tier justice system in America, in which if you are the people who are supposed to be enforcing the law or supposedly making law, you can do whatever the hell you want and you can get away with it. Again, that's not representative democracy. And the average American see that, and that's what Donald Trump, whatever happens next week, whatever happens in the presidency, that's what Donald Trump tapped into, and that's what none of the politicos understand, and that's what none of the supposed experts and wizards of smart ever get. And they have he has awakened, and they are continuing to prod it, this a sleeping giant, a true sleeping giant, because even if you want to believe Joe Biden somehow miraculously almost got 82 million votes, which again, I guarantee you, he did not. But let's say he did. Then that means America was motivated by Donald Trump to get out there. They were motivated against him and for him. He got more votes than any other president before that had ever gotten. 75 million? He got, and that was over almost 12 million more than what he had initially got. Oh, his popularity grew since the first run. That's a fact that nobody in the news wants to pay attention to, but it's a fact nonetheless.
Joe Morgan, I'm out of time. I thank you for your comments. I appreciate you being on the air with me. Thank you so much.
Hey, yeah, right. Thanks a lot, John. Thanks for having me.
Joe Morgan from the right. I have said that he is bat dung crazy politically, and I believe that. And he knows I said that. I said that on Facebook, and then he responded, actually in a kind way. I mean, you just can't say these things without being just out of there, completely out of there. But anyway, I thank Joe for being on the air with me. I do. We'll be back in a moment with the financial report with Jim Handley, one of the most respected financial analysts in America. What's going to happen with the $1.9 billion that the president-elect Joe Biden wants for the people of this country? We'll find out from Jim Handley in a moment.
La Baguette Bakery at Prince and Campbell offers the finest baked goods of the season. Pies galore, strawberry rhubarb, German apple, pumpkin, blueberry, cherry, apple, and more. And the breads of the season, French whole wheat and multigrain and artisan. Call 322-6297 to place your order. La Baguette Bakery wishes you the best holiday ever. La Baguette Bakery at Prince and Campbell is Tucson's favorite bakery. Make this holiday dinner very special with the breads, the pies, the sweet tines, and the gourmet pound cakes of the season. Call La Baguette Bakery to place your order. Call 322-6297.
Since 1968, Ackerley Advertising has helped companies, restaurants, schools, churches, and nonprofit organizations manage their advertising. Hello, I'm William Ackerley, production manager at Ackerley Advertising. Right now, my brother, Dr. Ed Ackerley, and I are offering an awesome 50% discount on video production. We can help you tell your unique story with an affordable television commercial or video for your website and social media advertising. Give Ackerley Advertising a call or visit ackerleyadvertising.com.
There's never been a better feeling than improving your home furnishings for the holidays. And now you can feel a new sense of home. We invite you to experience the true pleasure of shopping at Southern Arizona's largest selection of pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessories. You must visit the two neighborhood homestyle gallery locations at 1010 South Wilmot or 2950 South Ina Road. Both stores are filled with over 15,000 square feet of beautiful furniture. Plus, homestyle galleries allows you to turn your once-loved furniture into cash. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Homestyle Gallery's open 7 days a week.
From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. With me, Jim Handley, our financial expert, one of the most respected financial experts in all of Arizona. Jim, $1.9 billion the president-elect Joe Biden wants for the people of this country. How far will that go, and what effects will that have on our economy?
Well, John, first of all, I want to say I almost forgot to call in because Joe Morgan had me on pins and needles.
Yeah, really.
I wasn't quite sure what was going to happen. John, it's actually 10 times what you said, you know, $1.9 billion, but it's $1.9 trillion. In fact, is that 1,000 times a billion?
Okay,
yeah.
Very good. Sorry about that.
$1.9 trillion is the Biden stimulus package. Now, it has to be, you know, it has to be passed. It has to be passed through both houses of Congress. But since it's Biden's, signing it is a no-brainer. You know, he's going to sign it. So I think that most of it, at least, is going to pass. It's not only is it needed, but it is going to, if the whole thing is passed, I think it's going to usher in a period of prosperity that we haven't seen since the since after the New Deal. Since, of course, we had World War II production in there to muddy the waters. But anyway, this is great stuff. There is $50 billion of aid to small businesses. There's an estimate of, I think, a million small businesses have been severely injured in the course of this mishandling of the pandemic by the Trump administration. They're setting up community vaccination centers in cities with mobile units for rural areas. There's $20 billion for that. Another $50 billion for expanded testing, subsidies for school remediation. They're going to use that money to develop COVID-19 treatments so people aren't completely at the mercy of this virus in the hospitals. They're going to issue $1,400 checks. This is consumer purchasing power stimulus. I think there are income limitations on those, but I'm not sure. Then they're going to renew the unemployment subsidies. They're extending the moratorium on evictions and foreclosures through the end of September. Really good news. That's going to give a lot of Americans a lot of feeling of security. And while we're on the topic, I hope that the courts here and in other local courts look very, very carefully when landlords bring in eviction proceedings, claiming that that their tenants are not paying for reasons other than the pandemic. That's been going on here in Tucson too much. There's a child care tax credit. 50% of child care expenses up to $4,000 per child and $8,000 for two or more children. And there's an income limit on that, but it's very generous, $125,000 of household income. This is a very, very important economic benefit because if people know that their children are going to be safely cared for, it frees them up not only to look for work, but also to start their own businesses, to become entrepreneurial. And that's a big impediment. I've talked with Councilman Cunningham about this before, that child care, if it's affordable, and if it's plentiful, is a real economic stimulus for any community. So, $130 billion for K through 12 schools, targeting the majority, because Biden has a target for the majority of schools to be open in his first 100 days. And once again, that's an economic stimulus because families with school age children can work, you know, while their children are in school safely, being educated. Another $35 billion for public colleges and universities to help them defray their cost of targeting, you know, and COVID suppression efforts and I assume vaccinations. $350 billion to state, local, and territories to help frontline workers. So I think that's healthcare workers, nursing home workers. I guess grocery store workers are frontline workers. So there's a lot of economic stimulus here, and it's smartly applied. Did I mention the $15 federal minimum wage increase? I talked about that last week, remember?
Well, you did, and good to mention it again. Now, you haven't covered that until now in this report.
Yes, so this would double the federal minimum wage, which is currently $7.25 an hour, which it's below poverty. You can't even subsist on $7.25 an hour. So doubling that just incredibly mushrooms consumer purchasing power. We'll have more people in restaurant seats. We'll have more people in the theaters, a lot more disposable income if the landlords don't just hike up the rent, which they tend to do whenever there is wage increases. So I think that is probably the most stimulating of everything in here is the $15 minimum wage. That'll probably be difficult to get through both houses of Congress. You know, the Democrats don't dominate the House so greatly as they did before this election. But we do have an even, you know, Senate. So I think it's likely that we'll at least get a significant federal minimum wage increase. So very exciting stuff coming soon from the Biden administration. I'm still concerned that this will probably be funded by debt, by issuing debt. We already have too much new money on the books that the Federal Reserve has created through their massive bond buying, spree that they've had. They had to do it because municipal bonds and even corporate bonds had no market. They were going to be dumped because the interest rates on those bonds did not begin to meet the default risk.
Exactly. Jim, you know, we're out of time here. I've got 20 seconds left. I want people to call you at 623-3646. I've recommended if anybody wants investment advice, this is the place to go. Jim Hanley, LLC, 623-3646. Jim, thanks for being with us. Thanks for sharing all that information about the $1.9 trillion economic package. Thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, John. Have a great week.
Please call Jim Hanley, 623-3646. From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this has been the John C. Scott Political Forum.
This is Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works. One of the first diagnostic tools of a good mechanic is his nose. Radiator, transmission, and brake fluids all have distinctive smells. So a good starts the process. We don't put masks on our mechanics so they can do their job of detecting and fixing car problems. We don't mask your car symptoms either. When your car has an electrical, air conditioning, or even that funky smell in the interior with the AC on, like hound dogs, we sniff those problems out. And all without a mask. Call today, 323-8650. Air conditioning, brakes, tires, complete auto repair, foreign and domestic. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.